Welcome to the Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. And the purpose of this show is to gather, experience, and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warnings, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-624-6008, 1-888-624-6008. I like to always say that this is a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your stories can possibly heal yourself and heal others. And I always like to say that there is a higher calling on your life, because there is. Okay, so I like to thank my audience. I like to thank you guys, and I appreciate you giving me and listening to me and giving me this platform. I really appreciate you guys. I really do. And I want to say I thank you. If I never said it, I'm saying it now. I thank you, listeners, divine listeners, or just listeners. I thank you. So tonight's topic is a higher truth and a higher forgiveness, if we say such. But it must be, for what I'm getting ready to talk about, a higher truth and a higher kind of awareness, awareness of the truth and the divine in all things, regardless of its appearance and what form it may take, that you trust the divine in all things and that you recognize God is in everything. We say, you know, God is all things, and we all say that God is everywhere. But do we really believe that? Do we really believe God is in all things, that he made all things, that everything is possible and all things are possible, and everything come from God or the divine or the universe, you know? So I believe that. I know that to be true. So my thing is, when you recognize divine in everything, including the appearance that looks so bad, your situations that look so terrible, that come in a form that we're not familiar with or that we don't want to look at, or just circumstances that's facing us, horrible circumstances that's facing us in our lives, whether it be death, sickness, or whatever that we're facing, that we can look at those things, knowing those things, as bad as it is and as bad as it appear, that we can shine when we are divine. We're divine beings. This is what my process is always saying and telling us, and knowing that we're divine beings. That's what I call us. We can call us the spirits or whatever, but we're divine beings. We came from God. And that if you know it for sure that you're a divine being, you came from God, then you'll recognize divine in everything, even though its appearance is messed up. And you can shine your light in those dark places, and you can light up all those dark places through the divine in vibrations, through consciousness. And so, and then you align with the divine, and then you see it. And it's not easy thing when you're dealing with certain circumstances. So I am going to read through a couple stories where these circumstances are not good, that the divine is in all of them. All the stories that I'm going to read to you about how it takes a higher, that's why I started out saying a higher understanding, a higher forgiveness, a higher power that's within you. That's radical, the stories I'm reading today, because it takes that. Because the ordinary, if we go to our ordinary self and our personality self, we're not going to be able to do it the way these stories are being read. So the first story is that this lady, Ms. Hawkins, she's a mother. And this past Tuesday, I read it in the story that this past Tuesday, that this mother watched her son being killed by a 17-year-old boy. I guess the 17-year-old, her son was murdered. Okay, when your child or anything is ever murdered, it's a big deal. I mean, because that's your heart. Some other kid, 17 years old, took your son away. And she said as he was sentenced, being sentenced to life in jail, and she said she told him, she just saw that he was a kid too, just like her kid. Now, I'm telling you, everybody don't feel this way, but she was hurt about her child, but she also recognized, I guess, and I'm just going to say she recognized the divine in this other kid. And that's hard to do. Her son was shot dead in 2018. I guess they had an altercation. I don't know what happened, but the boy was shot in 2018. And I read this story that she told the boy when he was getting ready to get sentenced, she said, listen, in order for me to get through this process, I have to forgive you, and I have to forgive, I have to give you from the bottom of my heart. She said, I have to, because I don't want to carry this bitterness toward you. So she already knew he was getting sentenced. She already knew what was going on with him, but it takes a certain higher power. It takes something. It takes a choice. And all these stories that I'm going to read, but it's a higher power. But even before you get to the choice, when your child is killed, all you know is you, my baby is dead. And I want to get the person who did it. I want to hurt them. I mean, all of this. This has never happened to me, but even if I imagine this, I know where I'm going, because all you mothers and all you people that love your loved ones, we all go through this. And that's why I know that this is a higher power. And I call it divine intervention. There is a divine intervention, but you have to reach for it. I always say you have to reach for it. It's always in choice. You can choose either to, and if you do choose to, you know, you have to have your feelings. You have to have your anger or whatever that's going on with you. That's not going to stop. But in the midst of it, if you ask God, let me choose, help me to choose if you can. But in these cases, stories I'm gonna read, they chose to choose for God to help the person that shot. She said, I want him, I know he shot my child, but I want to try to forgive. She wanted to get ahead of it. Sometimes you can't, but if you're choosing right now, am I gonna get angry? She didn't like what he did, but she's saying she's looking at him. That's why I say divine is in you. And divine is in that person. But first, you got to know, you got to be that divine being yourself first. I've never had this experience, so I can't talk. But what I'm saying is, if this must be happening with these women or with a mother of any kind, that they have this kind of higher. That's why I said a higher forgiveness. This is, it's beyond normal reaction to this. So these women that I'm going to read about, you got to have a higher one. And so she said, I have to forgive you. She said, I in order for me to move through this process, is what she said, I have to forgive you. And she said, I have to forgive you from the bottom of my heart. That's what she said. And she said, so that I won't have no bitterness towards you. Now, I got everything for this woman and these women that does this, because this is something that's higher. But they had to tap in first, guys. They had to be knowing that they are divine being. They had to be in a prayerful way, and they had to be humble for this to take place. Because like I said, this normally don't, and this is not all the cases. Okay, so I'm going to read another story about Mary Johnson, another mother who forgave her son's killer in 1993. It was a teenager in Minnesota. His name was Israel, and he was involved in drugs and gangs and all that stuff, because you got that out there. And these people, I don't think they would be caught up if they weren't caught up in the streets and went the wrong way for whatever reason. And he had a fight with her son, her 20-year-old son, and he killed her son. And she said she saw him in court. I mean, she saw him in court, and she hated him. She didn't do what the first lady did. The lady, she saw him in court, And I think she even said she wanted to hug her. All of these are unusual cases, but they're to be noted. I have to, you know, acknowledge it. And so this is what I want to talk about, this higher power that's within us that we can tap into. And like I said, I never had this situation before, but I am, I'm so awed by it, you know. I'm so awed by these women who could do this and have done this. That's why I know it can be done. But anyway, her name is Mary Johnson, and her son was killed in 1993, which is a long time ago. But still, the killer was about 16 years old when he did it, but he killed her son that was 20. And she said she looked at the boy and she hated him in court. And she said, I think they gave him like 20 years or 25 years. I don't know. But she said what happened was toward the end, I guess the boy did about maybe 15 years at that point. You know, but in the beginning, she spent all those years because you can't. And I can see, guys, how you can hate a child. You don't care if you're a boy or whatever. That child took your child away from you. And that's all you know. So you're breeding hate. And, you know, you're sick. You know, you're down with this. And you, that's understandable. I'm not saying that. But she said, I'm just saying what she said. She said she requests to see him face to face in prison. And he rejected her. He didn't want to see her face to face. Because he, you know, he just, you know, this is the mother that the boy he killed the boy. And he didn't understand why she wanted to see him face to face. She said, repeatedly, she said, I want to see him. Because, guys, let me tell you, I mean, you have to heal in some kind of way, shape, or form, or this will kill you. This ordeal will kill you. So you have to do something. Now, some people use a choice whether they, you know, get revenge, or they bitter, their whole life is just, you know, stop because of the, I'm not saying one way or another. I would handle it, but I would be praying for guidance as these women did. And so it's, I feel that these women are special, and not only that they're special, but there's a higher power. And I always talk about that higher power, and I always talk about that choice. And this is a perfect example of what I'm saying in the middle of whatever you're going in. And that's why when I had my first conversation in this prior to reading this, is that in spite of the appearance, because you never know what God has for you to do when these, I mean, I know tragic hit us, but you don't know what's behind it. God always is behind. That's why I said he's in it. He's not just in the pretty things and rainbows and you know, things flying around and angels. It's, God is in all of it. That's my point. He's in all of it. You don't know what God's purpose have. You don't know what your purpose is that God have for you because of the tragic. You don't know what God have you to do. And you don't know how strong you are until something like this come upon you. So if you are in prayer or you're already in it before this happened, you kind of know. And sometimes when it happened, you'll know to go to prayer or whatever. But some people go, like I said, they go to vengeance or they go to war or they just get sick. Just like John Bonet's mother, she got so sick when that happened, she ended up getting cancer and it just killed her. And that can happen. Her little five-year-old daughter. Y'all remember John Bonet's mother got cancer, and that can really hurt you, and you don't want to be here. So, but this is another way. You take the power that God gave you, a divine to have in you, and you know you could be, use a choice, a higher choice, and believe me, it's radical. So I get back to the woman. She hated the boy, and so she requests to speak to him repeatedly, and she wanted to know if he would see her. So he did. And she said, I wanted to see him face to face. She had a conversation with him. And he didn't look like the same boy, because he was like 16 when he did it. And here it is. I think he's 30. He was in his 30s or approaching his 30s. I think he's 34 now, but it was before he got out. So he was a young man. And so she began to talk about her son. She began to tell, I miss all his birthdays. I miss all the events he would be in. I miss him growing up. This was my son. And when she began to talk about her son to him, the boy listened and he said, I understand what I did was wrong. And he said, I look at your son, you know, as a human being, because sometimes when you're out in the streets, it's like if you're out here in the gangs or whatever and you're on drugs, you're not looking at things straight. You're not in your right mind. The person you see him before you is the enemy. If you're fighting him, you got to take him out or you got to kill him. You're not looking. You're not in that frame of mind. She talked to him face to face. She told him exactly about her son and all the events that she missed. She missed her son. And so he related back to her like, yes, I really, she said she forgave him. She said, I forgave you. I forgive you. And he was really stunned. He was really stunned. He was not expecting that. And she said she didn't really expect it. She said when she came from the, you know, from the prison, from the room, she had hugged. And she said when she hugged him, she could feel all the pain, the anger, everything just lifted. You know, that's how God is. Once you forgive, and I'm telling you, this is a lot to forgive. That's why I call it a higher forgiveness, because this is a different type of forgiveness. And it just fell off of her. She just felt much better. She just, a whole load fell off of her. She just, all the anger, all the bitterness, all the suffering, the hate that she hated towards it, it just melted. She could just see this is a young man, 30. And she just said, I just forgave him. And he said to her, how do I forgive myself? You said you forgave me. How do I forgive myself for doing that? And this is really, a touching thing, because I can't even forgive myself for doing what I did. I done took a life. Now I have to live with that. Here you are, his mother, and I took him from you, and I'm asking you, how do I do that? He said, you're going to have to help myself to forgive. And she said, you're going to have to forgive yourself to move forward. And she said that this touched her to create a foundation in her son's name. I mean, you never know what God, you know, have for you. For all mothers that suffer their children, kind of group, you know, how they have groups where the parents who lost their son, you need some grieving counseling, you need help, you need to talk. She formed that. So this became a good thing, meaning that a bad situation, a terrible, God turned it. Once she forgave him, all these other things started happening for her. Once she forgave him, all the things that she could be doing now, she was doing. She was moving in the right direction because she forgave him. She forgave him and her body began to feel better. The ailments in her body, everything. Because you hold on to all that for years, all that hate, all that anger. And so forgiveness is a good thing if you get there. Everybody, like I said, they're not going to get there. Some people just going to hate and that's okay. You can't tell another how to feel about this situation. But I think these extraordinary situations, I have to, you know, acknowledge it, that this is a certain kind of higher power, a higher forgiveness power that, but it's a choice too. Do I choose to just hate for the rest of my life? He been in jail 20 years. I'm just hating for 15 of those years. Or am I going to take the rest of my life and change it? Make me a better person and forgive them if you can. And if it's your heart, it's very, very powerful. That's a very powerful forgiveness there to me. Because there's nothing worse than somebody dying. You cannot get them back. I mean, if your child hurt or whatever, they can recover. But if you took my child out of this world, he's no longer with me. This is another type of level of forgiveness. if you know what I mean, this type of level require that this is divine intervention. This is definitely divine intervention. And so if you know that it's divine intervention in all you're doing, you can shine your light on the dark spots, in the dark places. If you recognize, and this is what I'm talking about, guys, I'm talking about you're a divine being, right? You're a divine creator. God created you perfect just the way you are. And this person really messed up. He was at a lower vibration. He took your son out, or he did something. And I'm not just talking about taking you out, but right now I'm talking about that because that's at a higher level. And you ask God to help you forgive this child. Now you're looking at the divine in this child or in this person that took your child away. So divine is meeting the divine because we're all divine beings. Get it? We're doing some not divine stuff. You're not doing what you're in a lower vibration. So you're doing all the wrong things. You're on drugs. You were in a gang. You done took somebody out. But you got divine meeting the divine. Okay, so when divine meet the divine in that child is no longer the same. You're no longer the same because you are on the same, because we all in as one when it comes to the divine. At a higher level, though. It must be at a higher level that we're all as one. We say we all as one, but it's not, it's in different levels. But at the highest level, we really are. And there's no way we can depart from God in no way. I know it appears to be separate, and that's why I said the appearance that it shows is not what it is. It comes in all kind of forms. That's why I said with your circumstances and all the things that come up in your life, it appears a certain way. It appears ugly, and it is, and it appears in ways that it look like, you know, God can't fix, or, you know, you have to look at the divine, and that it's ugly as it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to look at the divine in it, because it's always the divine in it, because there's nowhere that the divine isn't in. And I know that's hard. You say all this killing, all the divine is in it. He didn't do it, but the universe, God, is in it. And if you recognize it, if you can, but you have to be in your divine self to do it, as these women are and were. Because what she asked for, she asked for a higher forgiveness. She asked for it. It came maybe 15 years later, but she asked for it. She could feel that this was this last woman I was talking about, Mary Johnson. She can feel that this was a burden that carried for 15 years or so. She wasn't getting anywhere. Her son wasn't coming back. So in her mind, she had to see this person. She had to look at him face to face. And she just wanted to see, have he changed? That's what she said. Have he changed since 16? Is he that same boy that I wanted to really hurt him when I saw him? And that's what she said. Is he that same person I wanted to hurt in that courtroom? I wanted to hurt him those many years ago. But something in her now was ready to forgive him. And she didn't probably know. She just had to see him. But the divine in her knew that she had to find the divine in this young man. He's no longer the 16-year-old. He's a divine young man that's sorry. That's, you know, he's remorseful. But he can really be remorseful. If the mother can forgive me, how can I forgive myself? And he don't know how, but he's going to learn. Because now, who am I? And took this her son away, and she forgave me. So she made it a space enough for him to forgive himself, which is powerful to me. I think it's the most high forgiveness, because that boy took her life. So there's another story that it was 7 years ago. This Lisa D. Daniel son was murdered in a suburb that's not too far from where my suburb is, you know, because it happens everywhere. It doesn't just happen, you know, different place. It just happens everywhere, every day, exactly. Somebody's child's been killed, you know. And so Lisa was filled with grief and anger. She said when her son was shot, it's always children these guns or whatever. People get a hold to them, and when they're young, they don't know the significance of life. They don't know the, how precious life is. And so her son was killed. And she said her son was, the boy was arrested, the killer was arrested. He was a child too. They're always small, teenagers, children. And she said he was arrested. And she said she made the decision. And this is what I'm saying. These are all similar stories. But some made the decision 20 years later. Some made a decision, right? This woman, Lisa D. Daniel, she made a decision right then and there. So something was going on with the divine right there with her. So I call it all divine intervention. Because, and you say, why can't that happen with everybody? Okay, we'll get with that in a minute. But she said that she was filled with grief and anger. But the minute they arrest her son, she said she made a decision. She said, I am going to seek peace and forgiveness. And I thought that was, I think that's powerful. Anytime you decide early on, you're not even, I know you're grieving and you're angry. She said that. She said she was in grief and in anger. But when you make that decision, you're pulling from the divine. That is powerful. It really is. And you all know that this don't happen every day. I mean, in our own lives, we can still choose another, a higher choice. If we can just choose in that moment a higher choice, how we want to be, it changes everything. It transform things. It's transformed situations and circumstances if you just choose. You might not see it right away, but it's something with it. It changes the energy. It changes with it. But anyway, she said, I made the decision right then and there. I was going to seek peace and forgiveness. She said she ended up advocating, which is this lady is a little different from the other one, advocating for the young man that killed her son in court. She was asking the judge for leniency for him. Now, I think that this is like way, you know, out of the scale of normal reaction. Yes, that's why I'm talking about it today, because to me it's courageous, and it has to be of God. It wouldn't be of anything else. This has to be of the divine. And so she said she was not only, she said, give him leniency. He's a kid. She realized the divine in him. She realized that he was a child. She realized that she said that it to her that locking them up and they're not really rehabilitated. I don't know. This is what she said. I say lock them up still, you know. But she said to lock them up and they're not rehabilitated in there. She said it doesn't do them no good. That he needs another type of help. Whatever the bitterness that he held or what happened to kill her son that he needed help with. And so she said she was finding forgiveness and peace no matter what the outcome was. So I just felt like, wow, this is divine intervention, people. This is how it works. This is what it's about. I mean, I just feel like I felt so strongly about it. I'm like, wow, you know, this type of forgiveness calls for a higher, and I always say a higher calling of forgiveness. And when you're in that higher calling of forgiveness, all of that circumstances change. She went on to also have a foundation for our moms and grieving, and she's doing a lot of stuff with the judicial system and making changes in a way that she would never have made changes if had this didn't happen. Not saying this had to happen, but it did happen. And she's using her power in a different way, because I know that if she chose to use it another way, it would be strong in that direction. Do you know what I'm saying? It would be strong in that direction, but it wouldn't make a change in the way that this is. This is making a positive change. And also, you being healed, because then when you talk to other mothers that this happened to, and you collaborate with them and you collaborate with the court and make some changes or whatever it is that you're trying to do, you're helping, you're healing. You're bringing peace to the cause. You bring healing and peace to yourself and your soul and the people around you. So you done changed the energy by choosing the choice that you're going to. She says she was going to find peace and find forgiveness. And that's what she said early on. She said, I'm going to find peace and forgiveness. And she forgave him and she advocated. And that helped her change the energy. That changed everything. That changed the circumstances for her. She don't have to have this anger. Not saying that the anger, it's not saying that the anger don't come up. You don't still get angry. You're not frustrated. It's not saying that. But you're letting God, the divine, take, and he will. Once you do that, you're putting that in the God, divine's hands. You're putting that energy in another direction, in a positive direction. And God will take you places when you do that. Not only are you forgiving that boy, you're affecting the community, you're affecting the moms, you're affecting everything. Because God informs all things, okay? And you're informing and you choose to inform it this way, the energy is going in a positive direction. Now you're going into help, you're going into healing. And now you're helping, you're healing at the same time. Not saying all this stuff, healing is going to take place in one day or one night, but you're in the right direction. If you can be in that direction by yourself on personal level, personality level, it's not going to happen because you can't do it by yourself. There must be a higher power. Did you hear me? There must be a higher power, and there is. You just have to choose it. You have to choose where you want your power to be. And she said she didn't care no matter what the outcome was. So she didn't even really care what the outcome was. She just going to have peace and forgiveness. And so not that happened all overnight, but she was in that direction. She was in that energy. She was in the divine energy. And like I said, she was divine being that she always was and is. And she recognized the divinity and the divine in the child that took her son. And she began to advocate him. And one of these women, I forget which story, said that I'm going to hug you and take care of you like I would take care of my son. I think it was the guy that 1993 where Mary Johnson hugged him when she saw him face to face. She hugged him. And everything just fell off of her, all the burden or whatever. And she says she hugged him like she would hug her dad's son. And to me, it's another level of forgiveness, guys. It's another higher calling. And I just want to say that it don't have to get to this level for you to choose in your life and in your circumstances, always choose God. Always find the divine in yourself, which you already are, and in your situation. And how you do that, you just know that God is in all of it, and you're seeking God. And you have to ask, like I said, you have to ask for it. Lord, how can I look at this in a higher way? How can, and he'll show you. You have to ask. You have to be willing to. You have to be willing to. And sometimes when you're not, you're not. If you're not there, you're not there. That's okay, too, because it took this lady 15 years or more. It took the other lady just one instant. She just decided the other lady. It took her a little while, the mothers. So it depends on where you are. But if you're willing, I'll just use the word willing. If you're willing to give of yourself in choice of God, of the divine, in all situations, you just see it. I know that this looks crazy. I know that this, you know, my house is, I lost my house. I lost my job, all of it. It looks in appearance, like I said, like nothing is there. It don't look like God is here in this, but I know God is. God is leading me in a different direction than what I thought. This is not working out. My job, my house, whatever the circumstances is, it's not it, but you see God in it. You see God in it and say, Lord, what? I don't know what this is about. This appearance is looking messed up. A lot of times I say, God, I don't know what this is about. And some of us, we don't. The appearances, that's why I said, in spite of the appearance, you, regardless of the appearance, you know you're a divine being and you know who you are. You're connected with source. You're connected with all things. Like I said, you can't be a divine, you can't separate from it. So you might as well tap into it. But you have choice. You can tap into like I always say, the broadcasters that's down here, that's you know, always waiting for you in the basement. I'm going back. I'm going to get my gun. You shot my son. Guess what? I got his brothers, his cousins, his sisters, whoever, and we're going to go and shoot your son. Well, that could work. You could do it. It's all choice because God give us free will and give us free choice. You can do that if you like. But guess what? There's a bloodbath. You think you're going to kill them and they're not. There's always some retaliation. It's always, this is not peaceful. And we really do want peace, guys. We really do. But we also are angry too. So I'm not saying that part of us is not. I mean, we can choose it, but we're choosing it when we're doing it. And I know I'm a tit for tat person, but I had to pray on that a lot in my life because, you know, you kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. We're going to be even. And my mom used to say, Karen, no. If somebody kill your dog, you'll kill the cat. I'm like, yeah, we're even. But I've grown spiritually, but there's some of that still in me. So I do understand. I do understand that, you know, you take my life, I'm going to take yours, you know, or, you know. But what end up happening is it's a low vibration that started it. And if it's a low vibration that finished it, it's not finished. There is war to be had. And if you want to continue war, and that's why wars are continued, nobody is reaching a higher ideal, reaching the divine and higher vibration. You can't think, you can't do anything. You just go get your gun and you shoot their child. Or you go for revenge or whatever it is that's going on, that you meeting the same vibration and you're not tuning into another channel or a vibration that's higher than the channel you're on. You need to shoot, tune in, tune up. But if you stay down and tune into that level of vibration, you're going to get it back. Whatever you're putting out, you're going to get back. It's going to retaliate. And you're going to get more of that, which is the negativity of what these women, they did something totally different. And I'm not saying that everybody who don't forgive is going out getting a gun. They're just not forgiving. You did this. I'm not going out getting a gun. I'm not going to shoot your son back or whatever. I'm just going to hate you for the rest of my life. And that's fine, too. Nothing's going to happen to that person if they hate it, but, you know, you're just going to always have a hate in you. And hate seems to fester, and it make you ill. And all these things, it start tearing and wearing on your body, just like the other lady that was hating that 16-year-old, that mom that was hating that 16-year-old for 15 years. She could see it, that it was taking a toll on her to hate this person. And this not even really the same person. He have grown. He was a kid then. I'm not saying it making it good or bad, but that's the way she saw it. She said he was a young man when she saw him. And she felt at that time she could forgive him, you know, in her heart. She could forgive him. And so, therefore, she did. And so it helped her. It helped him. It changed the energy on all three women. They got both of the women that I'm reading about got foundations. It helped. It changed the energy and for the best. And I always say for the highest good, because that's what you're going to all the people around you and everything that's about you. You want it for the highest good because you want good energy. You want to live in a better life, even though this happened to you. Or not talking about just these women, but the circumstances that you was dealt with, it's not a good circumstance, it's an appearance. And like I said, I don't know everything because I don't know what God's plans are for all of us. See, we think we're supposed to live rosy lives, which is okay, but no, we're going to have some turbulent times and we're going to have some challenging times. Not saying that God wants us in bad places, but God, sometimes we're tested you all know, just living this life. So you're tested, meaning that things are not going to always go your way, which you already know that that's really challenging. And when they show up, if you are in the vibration of, you know, God, help me, guide me, and let me see this in a higher way, in a higher vision. Let me see this through your eyes. You change the energy and you'll be on the other side of it doing something totally different than what you thought, helping, aiding, like these ladies, this or something different than what you thought. But you have to pay attention. You have to be engaged with the divine and with the energy, the Christ consciousness that's within you. That's what I call it. It's God, Jesus, whatever, the universe. But you in that higher frequency, you in that higher power, you're praying, you want to be in a better place. So you're praying to be, and so you're choosing. So we're always in choice. I always say we're always in choice. Okay. So these women choose. They chose where they wanted to be. Some right away. Some it took 15 years. Some of them, you know, waited longer. I don't know. But it's always choice. If you can just kind of meet yourself in your circumstances that, like I said, appearances are not showing up the way you want it. The circumstances is bad. You want to give yourself some space. Give yourself some space. I always say meditate or get quiet. Give yourself some space. I always say that because we live in these lives here. We're on earth and we're living these lives. And y'all know it's a lot going on. So there has to be space between your world and your inner world. Because this outer world is the trip. So you have to be quiet. So your inner world, which is God that's talking to you, your intuition and all of it, the higher power, so you can hear it. So I always say, you know, get quiet. Even if it's, 5 minutes a day, get quiet. Somewhere, somehow. What is it that you need for me to do? Not never. Write down, Lord. What do I need to do? How can I choose a higher choice? You're asking now. And you're going to get it. You sit there and you just, you know, sometimes we don't know what to do, but you're asking for a higher choice. You're asking for a higher vision than what the circumstances is. You're asking for it. You're choosing. You're saying, Lord, I don't want to be in this place. How can I be in it? How can I deal with this? How can I be in a higher? How can I have been a higher understanding of this and of myself? And God is always there. And sometimes it does feel like, I'm not going to lie, it's like you don't hear nothing. It's like just because you don't hear nothing don't mean nothing ain't happening. But you stay there. You stay with faith. You're like, Lord, I want to choose a better choice. A higher choice. And you stick with it. You stick with the divine. You stick with God. You stick with the universe. And you choose. And you choose as these women do. Then this is a higher order. It really is, God. This is a high order to if you lose your son to someone. And to forgive them. And then you go back and you help them. You advocate for them. This is a high order. Not saying that we all can do this. But it's just examples of how in choice, these women are tremendous choices. We are in our choices, but this was tremendous choices. So I know on our day-to-day basis, when things are not exactly the way we want or we in heart, and I'm not saying people are not there going through something. You can go through something and your kid is not, you know, dead. But I think that's the ultimate. If you lose a loved one, I'm not just saying just your kid. It could be your husband or it could be, you know, your wife, they got killed, but you want to deal with it. And to me, the best way to deal with it is a higher choice, a higher vibration, and ask God to help you deal with it in a higher way and give you strength through it, you know, through any of it. It's not this example with your son. It could be, like I said, anyway, your mother, whoever got killed or whatever your circumstances. I just want to let you know it's always a higher choice. And you can choose it. And you can choose it in a moment. You have to decide. If you're at that point, you may not be, and that's okay. You just want to grieve. You don't want to talk. You don't want, that's fine. Sometimes we're not always there, you know, where we can choose. But if you are, if you can't be in, you can pray. Lord, how can I be in a better space with myself? And that goes back to, even if you don't say nothing, you just give yourself space. Sometimes we don't need to say anything, just give yourself. And sometimes you see people say, I want to take a breather. I don't want to talk to nobody. That's that space they need. They need that space. And so when you be in that space and you happen to be in there with the divine, which he's always there, then you ask, if you can, Lord, what do I do? How do I handle this in a higher way? And you always say higher way, because you're already handling it at that other level. But you want to at a higher vibration. You want to ask God, how can I deal with this through your eyes? How do you see this? And sometimes you have to ask him, Lord, how do you see it? How do my soul see this? If you want to get deep with it. How do you see it? How do my soul see it? My spirit see it? What can I do to see this in a higher way? And that's what you really want. And so you will have the energy to help you like these ladies did. And once they did it, once they made that decision, something happened to them. Something happened to them. And so whatever it was that happened to them, I know exactly what happened. It was divine intervention. As I talk about, divine always intervened, but he's always there anywhere. Like I said, God is in all things. He's not just in the pretty stuff. And like I said, he's in the dirt. He's in all thing that is. And you really can't separate it. But you still have, he gave you free will. So it's still, you have to decide to choose him. And if you didn't choose him right away, you can choose it later. But, you know, but you want to choose it as early as possible, because you will go out here and do something to really hurt somebody if they're messing with your child or your husband or your loved ones. You will go out here and do something if you're not careful, because sometimes we're just not in our right mind. And that can be any of us, you know. So you want to take a deep breath and put some space between it and whatever situation is that's called for. And it's always calling you to do something. Your situation is before you are being on call. What do I do now? What am I faced with? So you're always in choice and you're always being called to do something. Remember that. And so you always need to go within. And I always say go within, because you're already seeing without what's going on. So I always say go within. And the best way I tell you that I know to go within is through meditation and prayer. If you want to, or just talk to God, or just breathe. That'll give you some. If you can't have words, sometimes you just need to breathe in and out. To me, that's the best way too, even before you do anything else. Take some deep breaths. But divine is always here, always ready. And even though it doesn't look like it in appearance, it don't feel like it all the time. But you have to trust it. You have to say, I know you're here. And if you can't say nothing, you just say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for getting me through this. Thank you for getting me through this. I know that sounds crazy. Before you have it, before you have the answer, you just say, thank you for the answer. Now, that's faith. Okay? And you just say, you know, thank you for the answer. Thank you for helping me get through this. You know. And so, if you like me... Tell you what I do. Call upon the angels. I tell them, call upon God, all of them, because I be needing everything in my tool of help. Sometimes you just need it all. You just say, Lord, just help you. Send your angels around them. If you can't get to them, send your angels to them and around them. That's what I do. And it helps. So, I mean, if any of us and you all in circumstances that's really deep, which I know we can be, or you just in any circumstance, I told you God was in everything, you choose the divine. You choose the divine in the person. You're not always there, but you're choosing for a higher choice. I'll just say that. Because you can't always say, you know, this kid killed my, I see the divine in that person. That don't always be the case. It takes, like I said, a higher calling, a higher situation for that to be. It don't always work out like that, but you're striving for it if you're asking God to help you deal with it. If you don't even say that, you're asking God to help you deal with your situation in a higher way. And he always do. He always help us in a higher way, a better way of doing things. It's always a higher way. And that's what I want you to remember in any of your circumstances, anything that's going on that you feel like you can't handle. Because I tell you, in personality wise, we can't. So we call on the divine and we call on a higher calling in our circumstances. And that's what we're looking for. And that's what these women were looking for. And they saw the divine in the killers that killed their child, which is very powerful. And it required a higher calling. It required a higher divine intervention, as far as I'm concerned. That's what divine intervention is in that. But you have to allow it. You have to choose it. And I ask that you guys choose it all. So the next show is April, I believe 17th at on Saturday at 8 Central Time. And I love you guys. I hope you choose the divine in all that you do and all your circumstances. I love you. Good night, and I appreciate you. And I hope you have a good Easter and a good week. Good night.